Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, a reminder, I'm back with Benty on Drive tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Now, we start this podcasty thing with a whole host of Premier League fixtures.
Up steps Ezra, right-footed, can't get in! Fantastic free kick! He is back with a bang!
Brentford have turned it around thanks to a wonder goal from Johan Wisse. This is absolutely magnificent. It's an overhead kick.
Fulham 3, Brighton 0. Icing on the cake, and it's Adama Traoré.
It's Newcastle 3, Wolves 0. What a goal from Tino Livramento.
Brentford 2, Chelsea 2. Chelsea have been poor in the second half, but they do have themselves an equaliser. And it's Axel Disasi who's scored it.
West Ham who've taken the 3 points. Everton 1, West Ham 3. West Ham scoring twice in added time to steal the points.
Son into the area to settle it! Was there ever any doubt when Son Heung-min races clear? Spurs 3, Crystal Palace 1.
It's Nottingham Forest 0, Liverpool 1. It's Darwin Nunez who has scored in the 9th minute of stoppage time.
Wow, what a crucial goal.
Real drama in the Premier League. This division always delivers.
A minute to go. Luton 2, Aston Villa 3, Luka Dina to head in from 6 yards out.
It's finished, Nottingham Forest 0, Liverpool 1. We should just also mention as well that there are a number of players and backroom staff surrounding the official Paul Tierney at the moment. He has shown a yellow card. Of course, enormous frustration from the Forest supporters and players and backroom staff as well about whatever decisions they feel perhaps haven't gone their way. And of course they are in a relegation battle, and Forest have got a big week ahead. They may well be getting a points deduction.
Do you feel sort of as an overall point this season that you haven't been getting the rub of the green in terms of decisions that maybe have been going against you, sort of overall? Do you feel they're not perhaps balancing out in the way that you'd want?
Don't insist on that, please.
But clearly there was a lot of frustration. I know, but there was a lot of frustration at the end of the game.
You are frustrated, you are disappointed, you are sad, of course. It's a tough one to take.
Brentford 2, Chelsea 2, a thrilling West London derby.
Yeah, that is character. That is the team was trying to break down the Brentford, and we get. And I think in the end we had chances maybe to score the third goal and win the game. But, you know, in this type of situation, always you need to make the double effort to get that when it's a positive dynamic, easy to score. And for us, it's very difficult, but I think it's about the belief, keep pushing. Now we have the possibility to rest a few days and then to attack the preparation for the next game, Monday against Newcastle.
Full-time whistle's just gone as well, and it's West Ham who've taken the 3 points. Everton 1, West Ham 3.
Well, you know, in the Premier League, it's not that easy to win the games like this. You've got to... And we are still sort of trying to find our way back into our best form. Paqueta, you can see the difference he makes to the team. Kudos as well. And I still think that they're coming back just into form. Bowen got a hat-trick in midweek. We scored 4 in midweek. We scored 3 today. So there was bits of my game today which I didn't enjoy all the time. I thought Everton, you know, put us under quite a lot of pressure. But the bits that I'm enjoying at the moment is we're looking quite clinical when we get the chances.
Fulham 3, Brighton 0. Fulham turning on the start to pick up all 3 points here at the Cottage.
I'm looking forward to play the final 8 in Europa League, because last season we reached an incredible target. And then every day we have to show if we are able to keep this level or is too high for us. But I'm speaking for the players, for the coaches, for myself, for the club, for everyone. Everyone, every day, has to show if we are enough to keep this level.
TalkSport Daily.
And of course, we mustn't forget the championship, where we witnessed a chaotic day.
Leicester 1, QPR 2. What a result for QPR. Their third win in succession. Implications at both ends of the table. And the Foxes' wobble continues.
No, this is a moment where we play, we create chances, but we don't do the most important thing, that is score goal. It's already three games in a row. But yeah, in this moment, it's just a matter of balance and be calm and try to win games as soon as we can.
Let's go to Mike, who's a QPR fan. All right, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, mate.
Yeah, all right, Mike.
Cheer up. One again.
It's been a good day.
It's been a great day for QPR. You're at the bottom.
I know. May that continue. He's done really, really well there.
Yeah, long may that continue is the one you're looking for, Mikey.
That's exactly right. Thank you for that.
10 men of Birmingham City, 3, Southampton, 4. 5 minutes into 9 added. And it's Joe Aribo with his third goal of the season in the championship for Southampton. Armstrong's corner from the right, nodded down by Harwood Bellis. It fell to Aribo in the 6-yard area and he scrambled the ball home into the corner. We've still got at least 2.5 minutes of added time here, but it's Birmingham City 3, Southampton 4.
Plymouth 0, Ipswich 2. The Tractor boys just will not give up the chase and they've taken full advantage of the slip-ups from Leeds and Leicester. A remarkable season for Kieran McKenna's team, and where it ends, you'd be a brave man betting against them, causing a major surprise to the three relegated Premier League clubs.
You're only 3 points off the top of the table. This is getting towards the business end of the season. The fans there really, really excited at the end.
And I hope so. Look, they should be excited. Whatever happens from now to the end of the season, they've had some great journeys, had some great games and performances, and it's been a season to enjoy. But you know, our job inside the camp is to focus on the next one. We, again, same last season in League One, we never focus on points, tables, anything like that. We just focus on performances, and there was good things about today's performance, and we'll try and, you know, replicate some good things again on Tuesday night.
TalkSport Daily.
Jeremy O'Hara and Dean Saunders took your calls on the game day phone.
TalkSport understands that after Liverpool's Darwin Nunes winner at the City Ground, Forest owner Marinakis followed referee Paul Tierney into the referee's room and confronted him. So they are not happy with what went on.
Canate goes down. Scott Minto don't know what he's talking about. How he was a pro footballer, God knows. Canate goes down with Hudson-Odoi in possession of the ball outside the penalty area. Canate goes down pretending he's got a head injury. The restart, according to the IFAB laws of the game, should be quite clear that Forrest get dropped ball and the ball restarts outside the penalty area with Forrest in possession in the final third. That doesn't happen. Tierney drops the ball to Kelleher in the penalty area. He's misapplied the laws. You look at the foul on Matt Sells by, I think it was, Jaden Dance, endangering the safety of an opponent. Red card. The same with Robertson with an elbow in on Nico Williams. It's about time TalkSport and Sky Sports and you guys...
Darren, I'm sorry, mate. You're talking garbage. Daz, you're talking garbage, mate.
How is it garbage? What?
Play 98 minutes, clear your lines, you get a point. Simple as that. Stop moaning.
What you expect...
You had two yellow cards. You had two yellow cards in the 90th minute for time wasting. Nottingham Forest.
Do you expect the referee to apply the laws of the game correctly? Of course you do. So why is that not happening? It's not a one-off. It's week in, week out. This is happening.
I think Paul Tierney's
officiating's got worse since Howard Webb has got involved. He needs to go. The standard of officiating this season is the worst it's been since the introduction of VAR.
Clear your lines.
Of course it does. It has an impact on the goal. 20 seconds before that, if that ball had been dropped like it should have been to Hudson-Odoi, that Liverpool would never have got that corner when they did. Forest would have still been attacking and in possession of the ball. So it has a direct impact on what happens for the next 30 seconds in the goal.
Who two of your players need to clear their lines better?
I don't disagree with that, but the referee needs to apply the laws. He's got one job.
As a Forest fan, being at that game today and obviously at Man U on Wednesday, the decisions have gone against Forest so bad.
This is nothing new, referees making bad decisions. Do you know, like, yeah. Referees have been making bad decisions for donkey's years. We know that. My and look, I get it. You feel hard done by, I do. But I see the goal, and I look at the and I see the goal, and I look at the goal and go, Forest could have stopped that from happening. And you walk away 0-0, and you can moan about the ref, but you walk away with a point. But the poor defending and the decision making from players when the ball drops in the box to get rid of it costs you the game.
It's heartbreaking to see the way we're going at the moment, mate. You know, under Dyche. He leaves Dwight McNeil on, who, for some reason, I don't know what's going on in his personal life, mate, but something's not right with the lad. He's like, he's not even working hard no more. Like, that's one thing you could name at him is his work rate. We've got no real rhythm, you know. It just goes to Tarkowski and goes long. You can almost, you know exactly what Everton are going to do, you know, every game. There's no pattern of play. I just think it's time, mate. I think it is time.
Time for what? Time for what?
Time for him to go, mate.
Dyche,
mate, yeah. I know he kept us up, and you're going to say that, but, mate, we need, you know, today was our chance. Today was our chance for a bit of daylight. And, you know, where's that next win coming? We've got Man United next.
Let's go to Mark, though. He's a Chelsea fan. All right, Mark?
Hi, Mark.
Am I all right? Have you seen the result? We have to get Pochettino out of that. I've got a Mercedes van with 5 seats and enough room for about 8 more of the players in the back. Get them out as well. We're never winning a game with Sterling playing. He's overrated, lazy. Let him go on a free. We need an ambulance to carry around most of the rest of the team. No, I'm not all right, bottom line. This manager can't get anything right. He's got no heart. Have you ever seen The Wizard of Oz? Because I tell you, the lion in that has got more heart than Pochettino. He doesn't want to be there.
Oh, come on, Mark. It's a bit harsh. He's trying. He's a young group of players.
He's trying. Oh, fantastic. Oh, thank you so much. He's trying. That's brilliant.
You've been spoiled, Mark. Yeah. That's the problem. You've been spoiled.
Now, you think this is a bit odd, right? But I would probably go for the Luton manager just because he's got some passion about him. I would rather be in the relegation zone with some passion than watching Poch everybody's time. Who's staying? Petrovic. I'll tell you what else I'd get rid of.
Reece James.
Sell him. He's made of glass. He looks like he's coming back now. Looks a bit slimmer. Get rid of him as well. Cash in on him. Probably get
cash
rid of...
Cash in on him?
Silver?
Yeah. He's your best player.
Oh, come on.
He's your best player.
He plays 3 games a season.
But then get behind him and hopefully he'll get fit.
I think he's the only player that would get in everybody else's team.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I agree with that.
I would love him if he plays. How can you get in a team if you can't play?
Well, he's having a bad run. I don't know whether he's just...
A bad run?
Well,
111 games in 6 years.
Yeah, you don't know
where... That's you made of glass.
Yeah, you don't know whether he's going to be one of them players that just his body just keeps letting him down or he's just going
his
through a spell.
Body keeps letting him down. My body lets me down, but at least I'm... Oh, no, do you know what? I can't take this anymore. I'm going to have to go get a Chinese.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And today, TalkSport brings you all the fallout from a big old game in Manchester.
He twirls away from Ake, in towards the near post. Rashford pokes it home, and Manchester United have turned it around. United lead 2-1.
Here's Silva once again, and Milner down the left channel. Low cross, pulls it back towards Balotelli. Right-footed shot, and Mario Balotelli scores.
His shirt comes over his head, and the T-shirt simply says, "Why always me?"
Here is Chris Smalling. He scored for Manchester United, and Manchester United lead 3-2. Chris Smalling with the goal. It's Manchester City 2, Manchester United 3. This is astonishing.
There is the whistle. City 6, United 3. Just the 9 goals. Embarrassment for their red rivals. Haaland and Foden with hat-tricks.
Danny. Rooney! It defies description. How about sensational? How about superb?
Well, that's it for another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.